Welcome, everybody. Shin number 1199. Getting back to our Hilchos Brachos in the writing, it's shin number 351. Okay, we are in the middle of the halachas of Holchei Drachim, and we are explaining the concept of it as far as, you know, how does it work? What are the ins and outs? We went through a little bit of a review in the Kaviyas part of it. In other words, the main parts of Shinei Makom, as far as the established place, and now we're going through the Holchei Drachim part. How does that work? So we've been talking about we were switching off a little bit because some other interesting questions in Shinei Makom came up, reference to the backyard, hotel, and so on. And we keep on making shiurim Bezras Hashem about them as they come up, even though they are not part of Holchei Drachim. They're part of the established parts of Shinei Makom. In other words, Kaviyas, when somebody has a kaviyas in one place, they go from one place to another. Okay, but now getting back to our Hilchos Drachim, which is, of course, eating as a traveler, eating or drinking as a traveler, and we said that Lamaisa, the stops on the way, somebody's in their car, right? Make a shahakal on my coffee, right? The famous case, I make a shahakal on the big coffee, and I go in and out, I'm driving for the next 3 hours, right? And we will be making stops, we're going for gas, we're going into the store a minute to buy some, you know, chocolates, potato chips, or whatever, or the bathroom stops, or whatever the case might be. So that is all part of Holchei Drachim, and the original bracha does continue on, but we explained previously that how we look at Holchei Drachim is its own entity, sort of its own domain, if you want to call it. It's not technically a domain because a person could be traveling for 3 hours. So we said a person's changing locations every 2 seconds as you're driving down the highway. So where do we draw the line? But the whole traveling, that entire trip, let's call it, right? Even though I might make a stop here and there, you know, quick stop here, quick stop there, but the whole trip is considered one long rishus, one long domain. That's how we have to look at it. As in other words, what I'm trying to say is that when we go, when I eat them, in a regular case of Shinei Makom, I eat at my house, I make a shahakal, now I want to go to my friend's house. And I, even if I have that same cup of coffee, right, when I get to my friend's house, I now need a new shahakal. It's a totally different rishus, totally different domain. We even explained, even in a co-op apartment house or a hotel, possibly, if one goes from one apartment to another, even then, according to most poskim, one would need a new bracha. One should be careful with that. It's still in the same building. There are certain achronim that argue a little bit, so we have to be very careful with that. But the concept is that, in other words, one should be careful not to get themselves into those situations. But definitely going from one house to another house, and one apartment to another, even more than one room to another, but be it as it may, because of the fact that it's all in one building. But when you're going outside into another house, then the cooling, there's no question at all. There's no question of even under one roof or one house. It's a real Shinei Makom. I need a new bracha. It's a totally different rishus, totally different domain. Now, how we look at the Holchei Drachim, the traveling part of it, that entire trip is a separate domain. Meaning, if I sit in my house and I make a shahakal on my coffee, right, and now I decide, oh, I changed my mind, I'm going outside. You're right? I'm going outside and I'm going to travel for the next 2 hours. Okay, so now I need a new bracha in the car. Not when I make the bracha right before I'm going to leave and I have a mind to travel. That's not what I'm talking about. We're talking about I'm sitting and drinking in my house and now I decide, you know what, on my coffee, you know what, I'm going to take a trip, go for 2 hours, I'm going to drive to work, whatever the case is. So now when I get to the car, I'll need a new bracha on the same cup of shahakal because it's a totally different domain. So the same thing would apply in general. We'll talk a little bit more about it as we go down the road. But the general concept is that when I get to my destination, in other words, let's say I'm driving to work 2 hours away, right? I'm giving an example. I'm driving home 2 hours away. I'm coming back from a trip or whatever. When I get to my destination where I'm going to be, not my destination, if I stop off in the bathroom or stop off for chocolates in the store. That's not what I'm talking about. destination, meaning I'm getting, I hit my, the place I'm going to be, and I'm going to be there. That's it. I'm saying that. So it's, in other words, the trip is over, quote unquote, if you want to call it. The trip is over, right? We hit the destination and was it, we're here, and that's it. We're home, we're at work, or whatever the case might be. So then taka nu bracha would be needed because it's a different rishus, a different domain. So I left my house as one rishus. Now, right? I was talking about a case in time where a person, you know, decided to, in the middle to go on this trip or to leave or whatever. So now when you get to the car, it's a different rishus. And now when you get to the destination, wherever you are, home, work, or whatever, the place that you got to, right? And you're going to be there. That's it. You're there. You hit the, in other words, the trip is over. I'm now here. I'm going to stay in this place. Finish. So now, that would be another rishus. So you could have a case in time where you have three different rishus, three different domains, and it could be three different brachas would be needed. Now, if a person had a mind right before they're leaving, right? Right before I'm leaving, I make my coffee. I'm going to take this coffee with me on the trip, and I make a shahakal in the house right before I leave. And okay, that's fine. So then you don't. Then that's all part of holchei drachim. That becomes part of your trip. That is part of the domain of the rishus of the traveling. But then when you get to the destination 2 hours later, an hour later, whatever amount of time it might take, and you right, you hit home, as they say, you got to work or whatever. So then when you get to that other place, and you're staying there, you would need a new bracha over there. In other words, the bracha gets cut off because of the fact it's a different rishus, a different domain. We'll talk more about that as we go down the road, but that is the general concept of it. Thank you for listening. Atzlachem bracha, kol tov.